This is Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast. And I am joined here today with...
This is Brian, a.k.a. El Nino.
And Jadon, your friendly neighborhood trivia man.
Knock
at the cabin.
Do you want to tell them?
Shyamalan.
Do you want to let them know that...
I haven't seen this movie. spoiler alert.
They insisted
on me being here and being the ignorant third party and asking all the questions.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get into it. It's called what's the name of this movie?
It is
Knock at the Cabin. Okay.
Knock at the Cabin.
Now, from the previews, mm-hmm. I understand that Batista and his group of cronies or whatever try to kill this family, or at least one person in this family, to save the universe.
So yes,
not technically.
Make it make sense to me. Come on, give it to me.
So that was the thing. So Jerry,
so
myself,
it didn't make sense.
Yeah. So Jerry, myself, and a big shout out to Janice. You know, we went to go see this film.
Thank you, Janice.
And
she did not like it.
Oh no, she flat out went out and told the world she didn't like it. Yes. I wanted the world to be at least a little bit surprised to hear how much or what I think about this film. But yeah, the premise is...
I wanted to like it.
You go to the movies, you want to like it.
I was almost liking it. And then I was like...
Did we like Batista?
So here's the thing. And just like you know, before, I like to start off with the good. Batista is phenomenal.
He's the best part of the movie.
He is coming into his own as a very, very well-trained actor. And I think there's nothing for him to go but up, you know, especially after performances from Dune, the Blade Runner movie, which wasn't that great, but he was great in. You know what I mean? But, you know, he's trying to get away from these characters, even though that's what that made him famous, like in Guardians as Drax. To be more of a, you know, considered a serious actor. And be honest with you, I think this movie definitely helps his case. So he, to me, is the main highlight of the film.
Was in this movie?
So
Rupert Grint was Ron Weasley. And he didn't do a good job, I think.
I thought he was okay. That's the thing. I actually thought the acting was okay.
From Harry Potter?
All right. That's Long Island Matthew there.
Yeah, the ginger from Harry Potter.
Yeah, him and Doctor Strange need to work on their American accent.
Whatever. I actually thought the acting was good, but to me, the story, tons of plot holes. I thought and here's the thing, and my daughter mentioned this in a couple podcasts ago. I do think trailers can be the death of some movies sometimes. Like the first initial teaser trailer for this had me so pumped for the movie. And then when the actual full trailer came out, it just doesn't leave that much the imagination afterwards. And honestly, if you saw the trailer for Knock at the Cabin, you've honestly seen the whole fucking movie.
By now, you have not learned your lesson with M. Night Shyamalan movies.
No, I haven't.
As far as the trailers go.
Yeah. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro and college basketball to UFC, MMA, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE, that's spelled BLEAV, to receive your rewards. Again, I thought the acting performances were actually pretty decent. It just, the story lacked. I was telling Jade on this. It's like eating a steak with no seasoning on it at all whatsoever, and you ordered it well done, and it was cooked well done in 2 minutes because it was microwaved. Like, it was just rushed. Ew. You didn't really get the premise. Yeah, I mean, there is this whole Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse thing, but they end up meeting in chat rooms and they don't really know how they met. Then they have to custom make these weapons.
And then one of them was in on it. A hate crime against one of the people
right.
that's in the cabin, like beforehand.
A lot. It was just, it was a lot to be desired. Like I said, it was just a lot of threads. Bland. Like I felt
and they're
like,
all tied together.
I was watching a two, or not even a two Badly. Hour. Because this was only, this movie was only an hour and 40 minutes. I felt like I was watching an hour and 40 minute either, as they'd like to call them, sizzle, or like a pilot, or like a pilot episode for what the movie should be.
Oh, wow. Well, but wasn't there some like catastrophic stuff?
Yeah.
That was but some that of was, the coolest stuff.
Yeah. But to me, that was ruined in the trailers, was the
giant waves and all
giant
that.
Waves,
the planes falling.
Okay. You know, so like I said, there just wasn't that much intrigue and mystery to it to where if they would have, I think if they would have left that stuff out of the trailers as an audience reaction, I would have been like, oh, shit. There needs to be some stuff left out of trailers that we can still enjoy as fans. Yeah. And I think M. Night Shyamalan just doesn't give a shit. Unless the story is so fucked up that, like, he reveals everything, but then the ending is so twisted, you're like, oh, so the government was behind all this, and these people grow old, and because they go in here, and...
Did you like old?
But I actually didn't mind old, but it was... kind of predictable at the same point.
In this movie, there was no explanation for what was going on.
Nothing at all.
And you know what the worst part of all of this movie was? There was no twist.
Nothing.
There was no twist.
Nothing at all.
That was the twist, that there was no twist. Yeah. There was nothing.
It was a very bad movie.
So when Batista says, I have to kill one of you to save the world or whatever, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything,
And like I said,
those were the rules.
That was a teaser,
and everything panned out exactly the way he said it would.
Mm-hmm.
He was very nice and sweet. Like he was like a sweet school teacher in the movie, and he was exactly that the whole time. I mean, he had to like hold people and like be physical when he needed to, but he was very gentle guy. Like Rupert Grint's character was like more violent than
he was
Batista.
Racist as fuck.
Yeah.
Would you watch this movie again?
I might give it one more shot. You know, again, we talked about this on Ant-Man at home, but at the same time,
I want to watch Ant-Man at home on my TV because my TV's dope.
Right.
It is.
Right. So it's
it really is.
Yeah.
It would be more vivid.
You don't need a special TV for this one.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the thing. So if we're asking you, if you already have Regal Pass, and want to use that,
and you got
then
an hour
have
and 40
it,
minutes
we
to
do
spare.
And we do, you know, for you know, most of us have Regal Pass. If you don't have Regal Pass and you're actually spending your hard-earned money, wait for Knock at the Cabin to come on HBO or Netflix or something else. So, and again, I mean, nothing against the performances. I think just the way it was edited, the way the trailers literally took away everything from us that we could have possibly gotten excited about, even with the plot holes. It was just like Jerry said, there was no mystique. There was no surprise. There was nothing to this movie. It was so bland, except for the performances by Batista and the rest of the cast.
So do you guys come to expect this plot twist from M. Night Shyamalan?
Yes.
I mean,
at least a little something.
A little something, you know, to where at the end I was like, make it make sense. Because even the whole time, like, yes, we expect, you know, a plot twist with M. Night Shyamalan. I mean, he set the bar super high with The Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
but you know,
that had to be like 20 years ago.
Right. And even after that, it's just like, you know, movies like Split, I enjoyed. You know, I enjoyed Glass. And with this one, again, besides the actual acting performances, as far as the story of the movie goes and like the continuality of it, and even the flashback scenes didn't make all that much sense.
No, they just needed to happen.
It just felt very, very sloppy.
Your face says it all.
Yeah, it was just a sloppy film.
We love you, Batista. We still stan you.
Yep.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Pick your projects.
Put it on the resume. Keep going, bud.
Do Bushwick 2. I don't know. I like that. I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so where does this movie rank? Okay, first of all, what's your least favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie?
I probably got to go The Last Airbender because I grew up, you know, that was like me and my daughter's shit when she was growing up. And I just,
mine's The Happening.
Is that the one with Marky Mark?
Mark Mahler.
That shit is horrible. It's up there.
It's, no way. It's that bad?
It's that bad. Mm. No. I'm sorry. The Happening
I'd rather
it's up there as your worst.
I'd rather watch Knock at the Cabin than The Happening.
Yeah, Knock at the Cabin is middle ground to me. It's not The Happening. It's not The Last Airbender. It's definitely not
Unbreakable, man. Maybe Unbreakable is the best.
I think I'd actually rather watch Knock at the Cabin over Old. Just because once you know the story for Old, it's like, okay, I really don't have to watch this again.
Right. Yeah. What's your favorite? Well, mine's that's Unbreakable.
Not true. You got Signs. Like, I'll watch Signs over and over again.
No. But I'm just saying, as far as Old goes, you know, now that you know what the story is. But even with Signs, it's still great because it's just a well shot movie and everything else to it. Like, Old's great to just watch, you know, to me, one time. You know, okay. If it's on again and there's nothing else on, I'll watch it. What were you saying? What's my favorite
M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Oh, I mean, besides Sixth Sense,
Unbreakable.
See, I do like Unbreakable. Like Unbreakable.
Yeah, that was the first one. Yeah, that was good.
But I mean, besides Sixth Sense, man, I gotta go Signs. I mean, that part with the fucking
when
extraterrestrial. Yeah. That was spooky. That shit is nightmare fuel. That was
spooky, man. Joaquin Phoenix watching TV in the closet. Shit. Yeah, it was good. The water thing was weird.
It was. And the breathing thing. Oh, I mean, that was with his daughter and everything else. But the water thing was a little bit weird. Like, but that was like War of the Worlds, like with the water shit, though. Mm-hmm. That's why they did that.
Yeah, so we've seen it already. Yeah. But as far as movies go, it was entertaining. Yeah. It was well done.
Yeah. And I don't mind The Village, to be honest with you. I can
that's
watch
the
that
red,
one.
Red X on the mm-hmm. doors and shit. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. That
was Bryce Dallas good. Howard.
Oh, boy. Okay, so don't go see this. Don't spend your money on this. Don't spend money on it.
As much as we love you, Batista.
Batista's great in it.
We love
it,
you.
No.
And the rest of the cast.
So it's not his fault.
Not his fault. Mm-hmm. Like I said.
He delivers.
I think without the regular trailers I and feel a little bad bit for more the mystery. Family. Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. That was like actually beautiful to see, but it didn't really matter.
No.
In the story at all.
And like I said, even like the flashback scenes and everything else, like everything just did not seem to make sense. So it was just very unsuspenseful, no mystery, no pizzazz, just, you know, pretty good acting. I don't want to say pretty good, really good acting performances, but with a story that was just not a great story and not well edited, and that the good parts were ruined throughout the trailers.
Okay.
For a relatively short M. Night Shyamalan film. I mean, it was only an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah. And Ron Weasley was not in a lot of it.
No.
Like, more of his flashbacks were in it than he was.
Yeah. So
I love Rupert Grint, but he was wasted in this movie.
Stream it. Don't go see it unless you got a Regal Pass.
You know what's coming on stream that I've been wanting to see?
What's that?
But I already know that it's, like, because Peacock has a track record now. Mm-hmm. Megan.
No.
So I heard it's the unedited version.
Yes.
I do want to see
it. You don't
want
to see it?
I want to see it.
Hell no.
I've heard good things about Megan, to be honest with you.
No way.
My dad's the pickiest movie watcher on the planet, and he reached out to me and he goes, Megan ain't bad.
He went to the theater to see it?
Yeah.
No.
He's got the bootleg shit.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got that bootleg Android shit.
Just Fire Stick, the trailer. Whatever. Just the trailer freaks me out. I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't need to see this.
That's
a different
version?
Reason why you don't want to see it, though.
No, I don't want to see 2+ hours of it. Nope. I'm good.
Okay.
You know, so we shouldn't get you a Megan lamp dancer for whenever your bachelor party is.
Oh, my God. I'd go running, screaming into the night.
With the Alita eyes.
Well, I love y'all. This is why we do this. Matt, thank you so much for hosting this episode here.
Good job.
give them all the air horns there. Make sure to check us out on all your social media platforms out there. Facebook,
we are everywhere.
Twitter, all over the place. Zero Dark Nerdy. We got tons of trivias throughout North Carolina, primarily here in the Greensboro area. So be sure to check out the event page as well as our Facebook page on the event page. So event page on the website and event page on the Zero Dark Nerdy Facebook page as well.
Hey, if you give us a place to crash, we'll come to you and do trivia.
Yeah, we will.
Go.
Especially at a beach area.
Yes.
Definitely
coastal.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you'll get preference.
Yes. But we'll see you next time. Holla at you.
Peace.
Bye.
victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.